This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate taxation will come to order. Good morning, everyone. I would ask that you please take your seats, turn off your cell phones, or turn them to silent. If you plan on testifying, make sure that you sign in at the back of the desk. Badges are required for all lobbyists who are going to be testifying. During COVID, we are encouraging remote testimony and written testimony, which you can arrange by emailing this committee at least 24 hours in advance. With that, I would ask the secretary to call the roll. Is she online?
Senator Castleberry?
Here.
Senator Klum?
Here.
Knobstrup?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Simmons?
Here.
Johns?
Here. We have a majority of the members present. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
So move, Klum.
Klum moves. Otten seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. We previously introduced the pages. And we'll proceed to announcements. Senate Bill 39 was scheduled for a hearing today. That is being deferred at the request of the Department of Revenue. It'll be scheduled for this coming Friday, January 22nd at 10 a.m., the eighth legislative day. Are there any other announcements from the members of the committee? Seeing none, we'll proceed to the bills. The first bill on the docket is Senate Bill 40, which is an act to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code. I would ask for proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Taxation Committee. Mike Howdyshell, I'm the Chief Legal Counsel for the Department of Revenue. Here today to talk about Senate Bill 40. This will probably be the easiest bill that you consider in this committee this year. This is our annual update to certain references to the Internal Revenue Code within state law. We have to do this annually just to make sure that we're using the most current version of the IRC. Just a little bit of just background on what statutes that we're talking about, at least the subjects. There's certain statutes throughout Title 10 that reference the Internal Revenue Code. There's property tax exemptions for certain tax-exempt entities and property tax relief programs. There's a provision concerning the bank franchise tax and how income is defined in that chapter of the code. And then it's also used for the definition of income for the sales tax refund program for elderly and disabled. So this is just, again, something we bring every year. We'd ask for your favorable consideration and to move this on to the floor. Thank you.
Is there any further proponent questions? Seeing none, does anyone wish to appear in opposition? Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, did anyone wish to appear and testify in opposition? Seeing none, any questions then from the members of the committee? Hearing none, we will then proceed to either discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass.
Do we have a second? Simon seconds. Klum moved that Senate Bill 40, which is an act to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code, go to the floor on a do pass recommendation. We will call for roll call. Well, is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll call for a roll call vote.
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Michael. Who seconded that motion?
Simons did.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Shall I call the roll call?
Please proceed.
Okay. Senator Castleberry?
Aye.
Senator Klum?
Aye.
Senator Novstrup?
Aye.
Senator Otten?
Aye.
Senator Stalter?
Aye.
Senator Simmons?
Aye.
Senator Johns?
Aye.
The motion passes.
The motion send Senate Bill 40, an act to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code, will go to the floor on a do pass with the vote 7 A's, no nays, which is a majority of the members elect. The chair will certify the matter for consent calendar. We'll then proceed to the next matter, which is Senate Bill 41, which is an act to revise certain requirements for contesting certificates of assessment. Before we proceed to the merits of the bill, it's noted that there is a typographical error in the title of the bill. It reads an act to revise certain requirements. I would ask that someone make a motion to redact the second two.
So moved.
Do we have a second? All right, thank you. Stalzer so moved, and Otten seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passed. We'll then proceed with testimony from the proponents. And I'll remember to turn this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Taxation Committee. Mike Howdyshell again with the Department of Revenue, here to talk about Senate Bill 41. So this is really a clarification that we think is good for not only the department, but also the taxpayers that pay the sales and use tax and contractors excise tax in South Dakota. So what the bill does is it amends SDCL 1059-9, and that is the section of code that gives due process and hearing rights to taxpayers when they've been issued a certificate of assessment. So just kind of a real simple explanation of how it generally works. A taxpayer will be audited by the Department of Revenue, and if it's determined that they underreported tax, they'll receive what's called a certificate of assessment saying that you underreported $500 worth of tax. Upon mailing that certificate of assessment to the taxpayer, there's a 60-day time period that starts where the taxpayer can request a hearing if they disagree with the assessment and they want to contest it. Problems have come up with when the 60 days ends, because the current language in the statute isn't really clear. It just says 60 days from the date of the certificate of assessment. So, the question always is it when they mail it? Is it when the Secretary of the Department of Revenue receives the request for hearing? So what we're doing in Senate Bill 41 is we're just clarifying that it's the postmark date that counts. So as long as it's postmarked by day 60 from the date that the certificate of assessment is sent to the taxpayer, we'll consider that to be a timely request for hearing, and then it'll work through the Office of Hearing Examiners and the contested case process. So it's a really straightforward bill. We think it's a good clarification to have just a bright line rule on when the 60-day period ends, and we would ask for your favorable consideration of the bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there anyone appearing in opposition who wishes to give testimony? Seeing none, any questions from members of the committee? Hearing none, we'll then move to discussion and or action. Do we have a motion?
I move do pass.
Second.
Otten moves do pass. Klum seconds the motion to send to the floor an act to revise certain requirements for contesting certificates of assessment. with a do pass recommendation. I will call for a roll call vote.
Chair. Mr. Chair. This is Michael Losevitz.
Oh, yes, sir.
I prepared that amendment that was moved to strike the two in the title.
The amendment was to the title, sir.
Correct.
And now we've moved on to the substance of the bill.
Correct.
So we amended the title to strike the second two that appears in the caption of the title.
Got it. And I'm letting you know that I prepared that amendment for you. 41A.
Are you satisfied?
Yes, I am just letting you know that amendment was prepared.
All right, thank you. Would the secretary please call the roll? Yes, for the roll.
Yes, sir. Senator Castleberry?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Novstrop?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Simons?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Was that an aye, sir?
That was an aye.
Sorry, the mic cut out. All right. The motion passes.
On a vote of seven ayes to no nays, Senate Bill 41, an act to revise certain requirements for contesting certificates of election, will go to the floor on a due pass recommendation. I will certify to the consent calendar unless there's an objection. Hearing none, so certified. That concludes our business for the day. I see we have one new intern. If you would please come forward and introduce yourself and tell us what you might be planning in the future as far as education or what else you want to do in life.
My name is Billy Kelniz. I go to Faith High School. I'm from Howes. I plan on going to Central Wyoming College there in Riverton, Wyoming, and I plan on training horses.
Well, thank you. Sounds like you got your plans down, and sounds like it might be fun. Thanks. That's still why. Is there any other business to come before the committee or any announcements from any of the members of the committee? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion in, by Klum and a second by Otten to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, motion's granted. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.